Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 266, and we're talking about preparing for the new week. With it being Sunday, and with this being a very, very important day in your fitness process, if your week is Monday through Friday, so typically whatever your work week is, that's the start of your week from a fitness perspective. That's how most folks handle it. And if this is not your particular situation, then as always, we can have a conversation and figure out how to actually fit this particular model into the context of your situation. And so what really all you're doing Monday through Friday, you're following through. Then at the end of the, and in the middle of the week, you know, you take a step back on Wednesday and you're kind of like, okay, how's my week starting out so far? And, you know, if you look at it and you're like, okay, cool, I'm doing great. You just keep coasting. If not, then you make some adjustments. And the reason I like doing the adjustment on Wednesday, the midweek adjustment, is that 2 days have already passed. And guess what? You still have 2 days into the weekend where if you need to, you know, make up a day or so, or make up two, or just decide that you're going to do a little bit of extra planning over this upcoming weekend to have a better week next week, you at least start thinking about what your plan is and you're making the adjustments on the fly. And what this does is it puts you in charge of your fitness process, which is something that I think is really, really important. I try to hit on that regularly instead of, you know, hearing the stories of the diets and the, seeing the books and the magazines and the blog posts and the social media posts where somebody's like, okay, do these things and you'll be successful. This is you basically looking at everything that's around you, that's available to you and that you're trying to use and say, okay, how can I make this stuff fit into my situation? How can I make this work for me? Because once you are having more of a hands-on, once your head is into it, so like instead of having somebody else tell you what to do, you're actually taking an active role in this, you're going to build those habits and skills, and the habits and skills are going to be what really carry you through as you go through your weight loss process, your weight loss journey. But more importantly, as you're doing this stuff for the rest of your life, it's going to be the things that you end up falling back to. So, you know, that's why a midweek adjustment is so important. But before we get to the weekly execution, we have to like look back at the week that was and how you can determine on whether or not you had a solid week, or if there's, you know, room for improvement, or if it was something that was just completely off the rails, is you put that through a filter. And the filter that I like to use is the Your Level Fitness Framework. Go figure. So if you're not familiar with that, go to yourlevelfitness.com/framework. It's like a takes a few minutes to read it, and then that's going to show you how to set goals, set minimum daily action goals, tie those into weekly goals, and how to track your progress as you go along. So that's how you can look at your week on, say, Saturday and say, all right, how did I do last week? Then today, Sunday, is typically preparing for the new week. Now, you could start preparing, you know, you could do your review and preparation on Friday night. You could mix it into Saturday. You could do it all on Sunday. I mean, really, the weekend time is yours to figure out how you're going to do it. But typically on the weekends and into Sunday, you're figuring out what you need to do for the upcoming week. So that could be doing your meal prepping. That could be making sure all your gym clothes are clean and ready. That might be keeping a gym bag in your car. That might be, you know, adding a new component to your routine for stress and lifestyle management. I mean, maybe you're starting to journal. Maybe you're starting to read a little bit at the end of the day to kind of relax. Maybe you're listening to a relaxing playlist. I mean, there's a number of things where you can look at today, but basically that you can look at for this week. And really get a plan for today. But basically all you're doing is you're looking at the situation that was, you're looking at what's in front of you, and then you're putting together a plan now so that you can execute during the week. Because see, just trying to do all this stuff by the you know, on the fly without any planning, that's a disaster. Now, the thing is once you've done some planning and once you've done some executing, because you've set yourself up to be successful, you don't have to think as hard when you do have to make those on-the-fly adjustments. That's at first. And then, yes, as time goes on, if need be, if you have a weekend where you're really, really busy and you're not able to do a bunch of planning because you've really practiced this whole, you know, setting yourself up for success and really focusing on executing, you probably will be able to have weeks where you don't have to plan, and you can just execute on the fly. But there's really a whole foundation that needs to be built first, and that's why the Sunday prep is so important. So let me know what it is that you're working on. You can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me, that is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.